not pretty at times, bit of a grind, but 3 points, that's what you wanted, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've got to say, they made it really difficult for us. You know, we've watched them most of the time. Obviously, they've had a second half of the season been decent for Walsall, and they've went to a back three, but today they started off with a back four, and then out of possession they went to a five and three in midfield, and it was really difficult to break down. In fact, you could argue they were a better side first half. I thought we were a little bit flat, but it wasn't a case of running raving at half time, because when teams sit that deep against you, it is difficult at times to break them down. And you know, we didn't rejig anything, we just asked for a little bit more from the lads, because I think to a man they would all admit there was nobody at the top of the game. We were all okay, but we need to be better than okay to win. And I thought second half we put a little bit more pressure on. First half I don't think we caused him goalie a problem. He's dropped one and, you know, lads saved him off the line, but Doyley was certainly one of the more busier goalkeeper, and they've had a great effort, just whistled wide. So yeah, you could say we might have been fortunate to come in at half time level, but we picked it up second half. I'm joking with Marsh. When I brought him on at half time, I thought he turned the game for us, you know. But he's involved in nearly everything. We get, you know, the cross ball that Charlie gets on, it's actually a fantastic save by the goalie. He blocks it, and then Marsh does his bit, and a cross comes back to I think Jones went to control it, and it bounced to Billy, and pleased for Billy to get a winner and put it in. So yeah, it was all about the win today. We were a little bit disappointed with his first half performance, there's no doubt about that. Second half we were better, but they were difficult to play against. The manager wouldn't let them come here and just go through the motions. They worked hard for each other. Solid team. A little bit danger on the break first half. But second half, I thought we were okay defensively. We just need a little bit more up front.
Yeah, I'm sure those of us of an age do remember, and I'll include you in this, Stuart. You'll remember Billy's boots, the old cartoon. he's got a new pair of boots today. They've done the trick. Yeah, even though it was a straightforward tap-in goal, if you like, he had to be in the right place at the right time, didn't he? Because tap-ins have still got to be finished off.
Well, I'll tell you what, if that's a tap-in, I bet you couldn't have got it. Right?
You're probably right.
It's a bit of work to do, didn't it?
No, yeah. I mean, I get me wrong. It's a free shot in front of the goal, 8 yard out.
Yeah.
But he's actually... He's connected with it well, you know. But yeah, it was delighted. You know, obviously everyone delighted to see it at the back of the net. But it was, as you said probably before, a little bit of a grind. We hadn't had many grinds here, certainly. No. But bottom line, are the fans going home overly entertained? Probably not. Are they going home happy? Certainly so. So we'll settle for that.
When you say it took something to get you going in the second half, you were much better. There was the penalty shout for a handball down the first 5 minutes of the second half, and then there was a big tackle as well. That really seemed to lift the crowd, and that transmitted itself into the players. That's the impression we got anyway.
Yeah, that's what we need. We say half time, we need something, and sometimes that's what happens. If you have a go win a big tackle or win a corner or something, or you feel a bit of injustice, that's when the crowd sort of get, oh wait a minute, and they woke up, we woke up, and together it was good. But yeah, there's no, at first I thought it might have struck the boy in the back of the head or the neck, but it does go up with his arms and it does hit the back of his arm, so you could say in some stages you would get them, but we never. But in the end, thankfully, it didn't matter.
The longer it went on, we thought that, well, Walsall, at some stage they're bound to have a real go, and they never really did they? You never really got put under pressure, and rather than shutting up shop yourself, you seem to be looking for the second all the time.
I think you've got to, even though we made more of a sort of a defensive substitution with Tim coming on, because Billy had run himself into the ground again, and we just went more of a 4-3 and 3. But Charlie's got a great chance, a good ball over the top, and you know, left or right foot is normally a good finisher, but just hits it wide of the target. And as I said, their goalie made a really good save with his feet from Marsh's cross, and Charlie's almost tapping.
Good to see Nicky Law back as well.
And Lawsy, yeah. So yeah, we're 50-50 decision today to go with Lawsy or Clarkey in the sort of the 10 roll off the front three. But Nicky's been out a month and he's only trained Thursday. If he'd have trained Tuesday, I don't know. But I thought, you know, if you think of the last game here, Billy came on with half an hour to go and really got a grip of the game and got the ball. And his desire in training and his desperation to do well is evident for anyone. And sometimes things might not come off for him, but he works his socks off. He gives everything for the team, as they all do. And but Lawsy will now get a good week's training and be ready for next Saturday.
Had Billy Clark's lack of goals become a concern to you?
Do you know, not, but I think sometimes his good performance, certainly at Port Vale, I thought he helped us control the first half of the game, yet he probably should do better with two opportunities. Last week he's got a good opportunity, he just screws it wide, he gets another one blocked. So, but you've got to keep putting yourself in there and keep believing, and you know, he's got a good left foot, and it was a nice finish, and nice to win the game with it.
28 matches since we lost a league match. You've never been up to us here and had an interview in a league match, talked about a defeat. That's incredible.
I can remember Accrington. I'm sure I spoke to you at Accrington. But in the league,
in the league, yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. But long may it continue. You know, we've got two league games left and hopefully a playoff game. But, you know, we can't look too far ahead. We've just got to keep doing what we're doing, picking up points. We know last Sunday we should have got more than we did, but we didn't. So we got move on today. And maybe, certainly in the first half performance, you know, a draw might have been a fair, but second half we put a bit more in and they didn't have, I don't think, as many, you know, scares at our goal as we thought they might have done. So, but yeah, it's good that. It's a great home record. We know we'd rather have won a few more, but no, it's good. And, you know, hand in hand, I don't know, have you heard the number of season tickets sold?
14,500.
I heard 12,500 this morning. Somebody mentioned 14,500, yeah. Which is fantastic. You know, got me wrong. It's great from the club because it's a, you know, it's a bargain. There's no doubt about that. But it's
as a Scotsman, you'll appreciate that, won't
a
you?
A Yorkshire Scotsman, you can't get any tighter than that.
I was going to say, you know, we know that it's going to affect your budget for next season. So, you know, I can imagine, you know, we've all heard stories of managers in the past saying, well done, lads, you've done brilliantly. You've gone and sold us X thousand more season tickets so I can go and buy some decent players now.
No, not with the money we sell season tickets. We'd be better getting charging the proper price and getting 7,000 because yeah. The money they get yeah. is not even though, but it's far better. A stadium like this, if you get 7,000 or 8,000, and it's no good.
And so, just back quality players. It's great to have some more experience back on the bench today. But take a little bit of credit. We went with the three again at the back. Didn't quite work. You changed it around, so we've got that adaptability. We can change it if it isn't working.
Yeah, but to be honest, we actually started off. We didn't have three. We started off. Romain might got pushed back there now and again, but we just went 4-2-1-3. We had three at the top, Billy in behind, Romain and Josh as two midfielders, and a back four. But I watched them warm up. And that nearly every team come here and warm up defensively, and they were warming up as a back four as opposed to a back three. But they were like that in possession, but out of possession the full backs dropped in. Laird went in and there was actually a 5-1-2-2. And it's hard to break down when teams sit in, there's no doubt about it, especially when the pitch is still a little bit lively, although it's looking a lot better and it's improving. But when the pitch is lively and you can't play as many one touch passes, It is hard when teams go back and retreat, and it's hard to break down. We had a couple of crosses and things, but we needed to be better second half, and thankfully we were.
I don't know whether you probably won't have seen it yet. I'm just going to show you this. The front page of the City Gents, great cartoon, you and Charlie White. And supposedly you're pretending that away games, because he didn't score away from home. All right. Is that a concern, he didn't score away from home? You know, I know we've been at home today. Is there any reason why he's not?
No. You'll have to ask
right,
him.
Okay. No, well, it's no. A funny cartoon anyway.
Hilarious, yeah. Who's that fat
so it's a good one, yeah. Okay.
On a more serious note, Jason mentioned the 28 games at home unbeaten. As we know, you know, you go for a cup of tea or a glass of wine with managers who've come here after game. What do they say to you about your home run? Do they say, you know, is there some secret to
no,
it?
No, I think if you listen to John's comments before the game today, you know, the Walsall manager, he says we're going to have a lot of defending to do, and I think they've worked hard all week on that, just how to stop us and make it difficult for us, which, as I said, they did. But I think you saw the game here against Swindon where we do get a lot of players in forward areas, there's no doubt about that, and we try to overload, that what his words were. But no, I think obviously they come and the crowd help naturally, you know, it's a great, but sometimes when I was a player I'd rather go and play in front of 15,000-16,000 than go and play in front of 4,000. So it does live the opposition as well. It's got to do. If you love the game, you'd rather come here and play than some other.
And they want to destroy this home record we've got as well,
yeah,
don't they?
Well, we'll just keep quiet about that, we'll keep under the radar and just keep doing what we're doing.